From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The budding U.S.-China trade war has thrown the international soybean market into turmoil, but so far, traders are managing the chaos. As reported in AgriPulse, the threat of Chinese tariffs on soybeans is scaring away some Chinese importers, but the resulting price drop is attracting other buyers in Argentina and the EU who normally buy from Brazil and Paraguay. U.S. Soybean Export Council consultant John Bays says trade realigns very efficiently when reacting to a threat. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue supports the approval of the 2018 Farm Bill by the House Ag Committee. In a USDA statement, Perdue commended Chairman Conaway and the committee for passing the Comprehensive Farm Bill out of committee. Perdue says as the bill heads to the floor, he hopes the House recognizes the long-term certainty it provides for American farmers, just as it preserves nutrition programs for people needing to feed themselves and their families. U.S. Meat Export Federation officials have paid a series of recent visits to importers and other key buyers in Taiwan, a leading destination for U.S. chilled beef. Last year, the U.S. beef industry exported a record $409.7 million of product to Taiwan, up 13% from the previous year, and captured 72% of the chilled beef market, the highest of any Asian destination. Through the first 2 months of 2018, beef exports to Taiwan have shown no signs of a slowdown. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.